All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
The station sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We love to call this Facebook fighting. You know, you go onto Facebook because you're like, I don't know what else to do tonight. Well, the one thing that we love to do is find people that are actually fighting. It's hilarious sometimes.
You think it'd be hard to find a fight like this, but it really isn't. Oh. It takes me like 2 minutes to find these.
It's very easy to find someone that is fighting with each other. All right, so we found this great fight between Susie and Becca, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to actually read their fight, and then these two have agreed to come on air and see if they can hash it out with each other. The good thing about this is typically they don't hash it out.
No,
they continue to fight.
It's very rare that they get along.
That's right. All right, so here we go. We are actually going to read this fight. Do you want to be Susie or Becca?
I'll be Becca.
Okay, here we go. I'm just curious, is anyone else sick and tired of their friends right now? I'm literally the only one that makes plans. Everyone else is just like, oh, I'm fine doing whatever. It's like having a f***ing opinion, Becca. I shouldn't have to facilitate everything to you.
Oh, really, Susie? Are you sick of us? We never knew because it's not like we have to hear about how much you suffer every f***ing second of every f***ing day. Oh, wait. Yes, we f***ing do. I'm not even sure why we hang out with you anymore.
I'm pretty sure you kind of have to hang out with me or you all wouldn't get off your lazy asses and do anything. I mean, literally, whenever we try to do things like 2 days of me texting you all, trying to figure it out when you're free, it's exhausting and I'm not doing it anymore.
Good, because it's super irritating when you do. We get like 50 texts a minute from you when we finally do hang out and you spend your time whining. You're so about everything. All we want to do is have fun when we go out. It doesn't have to be a big thing every time.
It is actually a big deal because just trying to get, you know, takeout with one of you is like pulling fucking teeth.
Then don't try to make plans with us. We only hang out with you out of pity. You make me want to rethink being a nice person.
How can you rethink being a nice person when you've never actually been one? I mean, you think the whole world revolves around you and your boring life. I mean, I don't think anyone cares about how you draining your current guy of money is anything important.
Oh, wow. What lies are you going to spread about me now?
Let me put it this way. I ain't saying she's a gold digger. I'm pretty sure Kanye wrote that song about you.
Okay, I'm f***ing done with this. Don't text me or anyone else ever again. You are no longer welcome.
Well, how about I explain what a bitch you are, and then we'll see who side everyone takes.
Yikes.
Like that?
Wow.
Wow, that was a nitty-gritty one. That was like hardcore, honey.
Yeah, pretty aggressive.
I like it. Now, here's the fun part. We have them on the phone, so here we go. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Girl,
hey, Susie.
Let me tell you, you got a hot-ass fight going on Facebook with Becca. Kind of tell us this relationship and how this all started.
Okay, so we've been friends for a couple of years,
yeah.
And I'm always responsible for doing and planning everything. Otherwise, we would never hang out. It's just like, I feel like I'm a mom. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even enjoy the process because I'm always the one who has to organize, who has to follow up, who has to decide what we're doing. It's just overwhelming, and I'm not appreciated in the friendship anymore.
Susie, I totally get you on that. I hate having to be the one to, like, make plans with people. It's like, oh, are you free this day? No. Well, what day are you free? They don't text back. I understand.
I understand that. Or if you're in the marriage, you realize, oh, why am I always the one planning stuff? It happens a lot of times where people are like, I don't know, just make it happen. Okay, I got a life too, but obviously Becca doesn't see that. So Becca, what do you think, girl?
She has the nerve to sit here and act like, oh, woe is me. I have to work so hard and no one can meet. We don't respond to her because she's a bitch and we really don't want to hang out with her.
I thought you guys were friends.
You know, you have that one friend that literally complains about everything. Oh my God, they got the sauce on the carrot wrong. I wanted 3 pieces of lettuce instead of 2. I wanted my sandwich half done or well done, or I didn't want a sandwich at all. I mean, literally, it's misery being with her. She can complain about someone smiling at her. No one wants to be around her, so we take our times. We talk amongst ourselves, so we have a text group with the rest of our friends that you're not in. And no, we don't spend our time just talking about you because we have better things to talk about, but it's just because we don't want to hear you all the time. You're so f***ing annoying. Like, And it's really interesting that you don't even see that.
The only stupid thing that I've done is try to have a friendship with you. You know, I should have known. You talk about everybody. You talk about everybody else to me. And I for some crazy reason, I thought I could be your friend. I can't.
Wow. Well, I mean, I don't think we should give up. I mean, you guys are friends. I understand you guys are fighting right now. But if you guys hang out, I mean, how can you hang out with someone who's not your friend?
You know.
Right. She's stupid. She's really not going to be able to give you a good answer. She just can't. You are so stupid, Becca, that you don't have an answer for why you're my friend if you're not my f***ing friend. It doesn't make any sense. Like, who does that? You want to hang out with me, but you hate me on the low? Like, who? Why? So, do you understand? Like, are you that pathetic?
How long have you girls been friends?
There's seven.
For 7 years?
Yeah.
For you two to get to a point where you're actually saying these kind of things on Facebook, that's kind of hardcore right there. I mean, there's got to be something else going on. Did someone do something to the other one? Because clearly there's a lot of hate here.
Yeah, what happened?
Susie is just very jealous. I mean,
what?
The entire time that we've, yes, you're very jealous and you're very judgmental. So I think we started out with a really great friendship. I mean, BFFs forever, right? But quickly, when things don't go her way in her life, she wants to ruin it for everyone else.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a reason why your boyfriend always break up with you and why you're lonely. It's because you're just always grumpy.
Because I have standards. I have standards. Like, I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm ready to, like, air your shit out. Okay?
Oh,
the only reason we can't discuss men or dating is because you're
because you don't have one.
Anyone for
That's
money.
Why.
Right. Right. Anyone who's willing to spend a little money on you has your full undivided attention, and I'm a little bit more choosy. So, yeah, there's a strain there.
Well, geez, have either of you dated each other's men, or maybe one of you have gone out on one another? I mean,
I would never date anyone that she would.
Okay.
Me neither.
All right. Well, maybe it's time we just end this friendship.
That's totally fine with me. I mean, that was the whole idea, to get rid of her.
Oh,
wow. Oh, right, right. Well, I've outgrown you anyway, so no loss.
Well, we tried.
I guess.
We tried as hard as we possibly could, but in the end.
That did not happen.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Anonymous Hotline. Please call or text to 571-5259 and complain about your terrible children. Your voice will be changed in order to protect your identity.
So, my little girl, Katie, threw the biggest tantrum she's ever thrown in the grocery store over the weekend, and I just needed to get my shopping done, so I let her do it. So she does this all the time, and I am absolutely over it. Nothing works, like taking her out of the store, sitting her in a corner, nothing works, and I am just done with this child.
I took my family out the other night. We went to eat at a restaurant, and my little boy likes to stand up in the booth when we're eating. He gets up and runs around the restaurant, wreaks havoc everywhere, and I hate when he does this. And it got so bad that the manager came over. I mean, people had to talk to us about it because he was just not cooperating. He was being a nuisance everywhere. And, you know, we were actually asked to leave. And I don't blame the restaurant. I blame my kids.
You can call the Anonymous Hotline at 571-5259.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's time to talk about people who are so dashingly handsome and so ridiculously fine-looking that you can't open up your mouth, Aaron, and say anything to them.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the week, Krista. Let me do this.
Really?
You see someone you love, you go to Miss Connections. You write about them because you're too scared.
That's
too much of a wuss to go up and approach them.
It happens. Maybe you're at your local salon getting your, I don't know, pedicure done.
Or maybe you were out shopping for a new TV and you caught a reflection of someone so hot.
So good.
So good.
That's why we go to Craigslist and we offer up these amazing stories. And here you go. Aaron, why don't you kick it off?
Perfect. Mine is Men for Women and it's titled,
You Help Me Pick Out Soap. Thanks.
Oh, that's a hot voice, too.
Ha! Hi, I'm looking for the pretty girl who works at Bath & Body Works. She has a brown ponytail, and the last time I saw her, she had on an old, faded Jefferson Starship t-shirt.
Fabulous.
Wow, that's an old band.
That's a great band.
I was looking for some soap, and you helped me find some. I really appreciate it because I wasn't really feeling too fresh that day. We ended up going with warm vanilla sugar because it said you said it's what you used, and I could smell it on you, and it smelled really good.
I love that flavor.
Yeah, very nice. It's good. Well, I'm thinking maybe we could get together sometime. That would be really nice. I don't get a lot of dates, so I'm not really sure how to ask a girl out.
Really? I couldn't tell.
But I don't know. Maybe when you get off work, we could go to the food court. It hasn't been the same since Sbarro's closed, but we could go to Panda Express or Potbelly's if you'd like. Just anything. Maybe some Kato's Cajun.
I love it. You should go out there. All the restaurants there.
Maybe I really want to rub our warm vanilla sugar bodies together.
Ooh, honey.
What girl is not aroused right now?
Especially at the mall.
Especially at the mall.
It's a lot of lookers at the mall. I love mall watching, by the way. It's fun.
I know you do.
That and when you're at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we did that at the airport.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw some real gems.
I remember. Dude, we were super bored, and every time someone would walk by, I'd be like, okay, the next person that walks by, Aaron, that's for you. And yeah, that's the game
we
played.
I think the next guy walked by was like a bald guy who was like wearing like dad level short shorts.
He was.
And like had like a mustache.
It was not cute.
He was hot.
No, definitely not for me. But yeah, unfortunately, I was one that was picked for that one. All right, so this is Women for Men. It is titled Come Over and Unwrap Me.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sexual how she wrote the...
Yeah, I can definitely see how sexual...
The first word that she wrote is not C-O-M-E. All right, here we go. Hey, hot-ass guy who works at the Westside Hallmark store.
Both from the mall.
I know. I'm in need of a fix, and you are the one for me for Christmas.
Oh.
I was just picking out a card for my grandma, but I never expected to get so turned on in the middle of the mall.
No one does.
If there weren't 100 shoppers nearby, I would have dragged you into the bathroom and we would have went to town.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
I'm sad, though. I missed my opportunity and I want another one. Email me back so you can come over to my place.
Come on.
We can tear off each other's clothes like rabid animals. Then you can use my leftover bows and tie me up just like a shiny present.
Why is everyone getting so turned on at the mall?
I don't know. You want to go to the mall after
work? Yeah, let's go to the mall after work. Now.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Gems.